All right, everyone. I'm invoking executive privilege here. Going to hijack back this forum from learning about youth hostels and knitting patterns, which of course might be a subject for this talk tonight anyway. Who knows? I just channel this stuff. All right. Well, welcome everyone to our second quarter update of 2022. And I'd like to start off with a few little announcements about forum tonight and how to take it and so forth. Given the spiritualist nature of this part of the year, let us just say that it being such an open and sensitive attitude that I want to reinforce a few things to try and put in context. I'll use the 100% masculine energy that's present to do that, to give you a structure around which not to let your minds or your imaginations run too wild on you. First thing I want to say is always remember that this is my / the consortium's opinion. This is not about you believing this as capital T truth. This is not about adopting this as the most accurate commentary on facts that exist. And this is certainly not about digesting this in any way, shape, or form as a form of a belief or a credo that you should swear by. That kind of credulity defeats the purpose of the Michael teachings. This is about informational source to give you a sense or a scope around how to see events and to utilize the terminology of the overleaves as a way of helping to put a frame of reference around them and also to potentially draw some level of instruction from, you know, about what to do and how you might see things around you, and thereby remove potentially some of the confusion that is out in the world. And there is a lot of confusion right now for people. And there's a lot of confusion because there's a lot of things going on. So having given you that little introductory reminder, it's important to just say that when we're giving you this information tonight, feel free to comment to each other or even during the course of the thing in the chat itself. However, what I want to offer to you is that I would like each of you as the participants to mute yourselves voluntarily. And at the end of the informational process, they'll invite questions, and then you can go ahead and you can begin, you know, a question and so forth. Now, some of you know that you have a button in your list of commands down there that is called reactions. And in those reactions, one of them is raise the hand. So if you were to click on that, you'd see that I have this little palm come up on the side of my screen. It'd be really helpful if you use that rather than, you know, try and bust in verbally to ask a question when the time comes. Now, assisting me tonight is Sarah, my sweetie, who is on the call with us, but I believe, if she's not done it already, that she will be putting her own photograph up so that the bandwidth is yielded to me since we share the same internet connection. So in any case, if any of you have a question that needs answering about, to say, this presentation tonight itself, you can text Sarah. She can come tap me on the shoulder. I just wanted to give you that sense of things as a way of starting off tonight. I'll be bringing Michael in. Actually, they're already here, but I'm just going to recenter and begin tonight's talk. Just take a pause. Anyway, welcome all of you who are in attendance tonight. It's good to see you and glad to have you as always. And thank you for the support of the channel, but also thank you for taking the time to want to hear an alternative perspective on what's going on in the world using our terminology. We'll start off by the introductory slide that many of you can see on your screen, which I hope is pretty clear for all of you since we did the share screen. And we said, wicked wealthy warriors and worried ones too. And this is the reminder that this year is a warrior year. It is a Sage Cast Warrior year. And in this particular half of 2022, the goal of discrimination is highlighted. The attitude of spiritualist is highlighted. And moving, or also called physical center, is highlighted. Now, for other overleaves that are going on this year, of course, all year long is the mode of power. All year long, it is 100% masculine energy. And the frequency this year, it's a nice kind of medium or even 44 on a scale of 1 to 100. So it is a not an extremely rapid paced. In other words, you don't have to just be in a full sprint to accomplish things. But as a warrior year with these overleaves, we can tell you, and many of you are already experiencing, this level of having to effort to really kind of put your nose to the grindstone and go for it. This is not a good year, or that is to say, you will not be supported much in slouching. Now, having used that phrase as a little kind of introduction, you know, think of warriors doing, that is to say, the traditional or stereotypic or archetypal warrior. What do? They march. And the reason we bring that up in relative context to the notion of the frequency of 44, that pacing for the year, is it is really useful for everyone here to find a good, moderate, solid pace and march with it. Even those days that you have extra energy, or those days that you feel particularly exhausted or tired, it is best to try and maintain that even pace, that march. Now, the reason we say that has to do with the fact that for many of you, as you've already noticed, this is an action year, and the moving and physical center has put everyone on the go in one way or another. And the primary reason for that, that of course that we mentioned in the beginning of the year, was that after the 2 years of the Great Suspension, the Tao wanted to give everyone a kickstart. But because the Great Suspension also unearthed many competing forces and brought them to the surface for all of humanity to see, and by competing sources, of course, we mean things like humanity against Earth, for example. Then many of the factions in humanity against each other. Now, why these are significant, of course, is because when we talk about warriors, inevitably, we're talking about struggle. And many of you are experiencing, or at least observing, if you're not experiencing it yourself, you're seeing that you are being asked to form a relationship around what it means to struggle. Now, for those of you who are actually using the positive poles of these overleaves, you'll find that what you're actually able to do is maintain that paced, stepped cadence that we talked about. And if you can do that, we think that you'll find this year to be one that feels very empowering for you. And yes, that is also a bit of a reference to power mode that is happening for the entire year. But in addition to that, that empowerment will come along with more of an endurance that is otherwise capable of really dragging you down when there are this many conflicts going on at the same time. Now, again, getting back into some of the, you know, how we're going to frame tonight, we'll say it this way. We're going to use slogans. Sagecast Warrior Year. There's nothing that a warrior or warrior activated kind of mentality likes than a good marching song or a good slogan of propaganda to operate around, a rallying cry, as it were. So a few of them this year that you will find kind of innately circling around you in your own psyches are a warrior or oriented, and those are put up or shut up. In other words, and with discrimination, spiritualist, and the moving center, power mode, masculine energy, there's always going to be a constant shove behind you to a great extent that you are going to be asked, are you really living or fulfilling, if you will, your own capacity, as well as living up to what it is that you say you believe? The next one is a much more confrontational one. And of course, you can see this operating in several places on the physical plane in the public sphere, primarily, of course, Ukraine, which undoubtedly many of you will ask about. And that is, go ahead, I dare you, cross over this line. Now, for those of you who kind of have a sense of that, let's just say that that's not so much about discrimination in the positive pole of discernment. That is literally much more about a statement of stubbornness, one of the two chief features this year, and that negative pole warrior of intimidation, coercion, and so forth. But it has a flip side version to it that is also, now that does include really about discernment, and that is, how far are you willing to stand for things? What is your bottom line, as they say? What is your limit, your final limit, your real boundary? And for many of you, especially those of you who are more feminine energy, you find that boundaries have probably been somewhat difficult, if not challenging, for you this particular lifetime. And as a result, the warrior year with these overleaves will particularly give you, again, that shove. And that's a good physical metaphor to help you understand how the moving center is going to operate here. Now, for this part of the year, we want you to know it's not necessarily very intellectual. It's not very philosophical. It's not discerning on that level. This is a more like about understanding where your body nature limits are. And so body nature limits, we reiterate a statement that we made in the beginning of the year, that this is really an important year for adopting genuine and meaningful self-care. Now, when we talk about self-care then, here we go. We're talking about the possibility for many of you to fall into exhaustion. And the only way that you will stay out of that state is by doing the kind of application of the goal right now in the moving center, which is called physical discipline. Now, folks, physical discipline does not mean boot camp. So we're not suggesting that at all. In fact, we're meaning for some of you, things like getting enough sleep, knowing when to relax, but then also not being sedentary. One of the things about a physical center year is that it literally can support you in doing some kind of mobility, some kind of activity that gets you out of the nature of familiar habits. And the reason that this is an important distinction is because those of you who find that you do not address these body needs, you will find that frenetic nervousness and anxiety will tend to replace this sort of need to reclaim your body's physicality. And if it does that, of course, you're not bad, you're not wrong for having, you know, allowed that or experienced that, but rather you will find yourself doing what martyrdom does in the negative pole, which is suffering. Now, please understand the distinction between struggle and suffering, all right? Struggle is an active term. It is the warrior, literally part of yourself. And all of you have that archetype within your psyche, even if it is your last one of the seven. And for those of you who need reminding about what they are, of course, our seven archetypal roles are server, artisan, warrior, scholar, sage, priest, and king. And every one of you has an element of that in your scope of beingness. Now, again, it may not be particularly well used. It may be in the unconscious portions of your psyche, but living at this particular time of history, particularly at the axial shift from the young soul era into the mature soul era, which is evolving, emerging, coming out, every one of you are being called upon to look at each and every one of those aspects of yourself. Again, even if they are not something that you feel strongly aware of or how to operate, that you grab hold of them and you begin to find how your expression is of them. And the difference between struggle and suffering is really one word: courage, and courage to act. It doesn't mean you go to battle necessarily. It just means you stay the course. Sometimes it means that you have to choose to endure that which is coming at you, rather than many people here will confuse the concepts of surrender and defeat. The martyr, the one who suffers, accepts defeat. The one who struggles may surrender sometimes to the challenger, but surrenders to the fact that they are in the struggle and they keep going. Now, let us refer for a moment here to some of the other overleaves and bring them into this mix, because when we talk about power mode and masculine energy at 100% all year long, let alone even the presence of stubbornness, but when in the positive pole, those three energies can help bolster the warrior to stay in the positive pole, which is endurance, persuasion, and engagement. If not, what you will find is that it will be easy to accumulate a lot of anger that's wed to the kinds of frustrations and fears and concerns that you may have, but have felt defeated by, and pass those on, or they turn on yourself and again further advance this exhaustion. So with some of those little plays, what we wanted to say about the first 3 months, what we saw is in January and February, we saw one of the things that we spoke about at the beginning actually start to happen. And many of you are seeing that. And that is the retreat away from much of the experience of, the COVID mindset. The world's reemergence doesn't mean, as we said then, that COVID has gone away, but rather so many folks have gotten over it. And now this is an example of how this warrior action energy year is kind of throwing caution to the wind and just saying, screw it, let's do it. This is not necessarily a personal difficulty or bad thing for you as individuals. But as your societies are concerned, they will continue to move forward while these disease vectors continue to evolve. And as we said, by 2025, we see the emergence of others coming up that all of you have got to deal with. Yet this is also a building year because of this moving center warrior energy. So many of you have laid out plans that you had deferred or had interrupted because of the pandemic. Now you're wanting to just get in there and get behind them. One of the ways you see this on a national scale and at a global scale in a building and advancement sort of way is the fact that in spite of all the things that you've seen going on economically, when it comes to labor markets, there is virtually full employment. People are being put to work. The question is, how are they being put to work? And of course, there's a lot of dissatisfaction out in the world, not necessarily even with the nature of employment itself as a form of gaining livelihood. And as a quick caveat, many of you have heard us distinguish the idea of difference between life, which is the noun, the playground of the physical plane, living it, which is the verb, which you are here as a being to inhabit a body to experience. But earning the livelihood is the way you exchange energy, both literally gain for growth, but also it is the way that the physical plane has orchestrated the way that it permits most beings to gain enough resources to be here, or of course, in many cases, not have resources that keeps them then, at a default setting in that oppressed sort of condition. So in this particular period, which all, by the way, one last piece is it leads to this, your experience of life. And your experience of life is an ever-going, changing, and moving, or that is to say, altering viewpoint of what your life means to you. And of course, when you leave the physical plane vis-a-vis death, then you take that viewpoint with you. And your essence reviews that and incorporates that, the lessons from that personality, as well as, you know, your final end stage assessment of life, whether you thought it was horrible, whether you thought it was interesting, whether you thought it was wonderful, whether you were confused by it, any number of adjectives fit in there. So getting back to livelihood then, livelihood is about the action axis, and it is about the physical plane, and it is about, you know, the you engaging in work, and therefore how you exert effort. And of course, what we said at the end of last year and carrying it into this year is this discrimination and spiritualist time is this huge review. And some of the ways that you've seen the reviews going on in terms of under this broad heading of employment is many people have resigned and gone to different work. Many other people have, you know, especially for those of you who are elder baby boomers or baby boomers who have retired or gone into and pulled your energies back to yourself. Some of you have changed the way you work, either the type of job that you do, the location, you're still working remotely and making that more of a reality. And so forth. While on the greater scheme of things, you're seeing labor unrest and or renewed labor reorganization in the world. All of this is that's this exertion of effort in the warrior year that's going on to reflect this kind of, you know, push forward. Now, excuse me. For many of you as individuals, let's talk about some of the things that you've experienced. There has been many students who we've seen who have felt like they have won victories and congratulations. But notice each one of those victories came at, you know, with a buildup of this, you know, of this feeling of anxiety, this feeling of having to exert yourself and not being certain of outcomes. And we say that to you because we want you to understand that right now, the, you know, time continues to still be influenced, and the Tao continues to be influenced in the negative poles of, you know, you've experienced time as something you endure, and there's a sense of vacuity, you know, the void is present. There's uncertainty going on about the directions of things. And many of you are struggling, and the spiritualist attitudes will really bring this up. It will really cook it to the surface. For those of you who have relied on your belief systems, especially things like positive thinking, no matter what your belief system is, that tendency of the mind to hold faith. Some of you recall that that was the first negative pole adjective that we ascribed to the attitude of spiritualists. Well, now we tend to use more commonly the notion of beliefs, meaning static mental pictures or hopes. Those of you who remember the first books, remember that we said hope was silly. Not knowing the full context of how you embraced hope as an emotion. What we meant was the delusion of placing this artificial placeholder in lieu of actual action, of real effort to change your situation. That is how we meant that faith and hope were negative poles of the spiritualist. When we use the term beliefs now, we refer to them as the kind of way that the human mind will orchestrate literal ideas or notions, credos, doctrines, and so forth as static placeholders instead of conscientious active thinking. That's in the negative pole. We call that credulity. In other words, then credulity is a behavioral tendency to absorb whatever you see as presented in face value. Now, to flip the notion around, and we'll even do this, we'll even hold up for those of you who are aware of the Michael Motivation cards, and we're holding up the spiritualist card. If you see in the positive pole here, the word is verification. Another word that we use for verification, then in this regard, is certification and emancipation. And some of you may not have heard us use the word emancipation in this context before, but we want you to understand it. Emancipation is in a very real sense, a forced setting free. You might say that this is the biblical adage that many of you have heard miscommunicated quite frequently. And that biblical adage is, and the truth will make you free. And it's important to understand this because in many cases, the thing about the negative pole of spiritualist is without external shoves, as we've put it so far, beliefs can be very comfortable and safe, because they are familiar, stable data. And as stable data, then, they can build a mindset around you that unless something is shaking that mindset, contrary evidence that you then have to go certify, investigate, let alone really feel the vibration into, then the tendency is to hold out. Now, many of you as older souls find that you reach that threshold much more quickly. In other words, you can't deceive yourself too deeply for too long without becoming uncomfortable or destabilized. And to the degree to which you try and race back and grab hold of those beliefs and shove them back into place, even as they are proving to be either inapplicable to your situation or outright outmoded, or just plain false, it forces you to start the float, if you will, from the negative poles into the positive poles. Now, that resurrection, if you might call it that, or that peering out of the vista of the comfortable bunker, to use again a military warrior kind of term, and see what is actually happening is not a safe feeling, and it is also not generally comfortable to the intellectual center. So both the emotional center and intellectual center can find these things very dispiriting and very much wanting to stay in that fixed state. The positive pole of spiritualist, though, asks you, and in a warrior year says, it is okay that you still can place faith in your own strength as long as you anchor it in the truth of who you really are. And your truth of who you really are doesn't mean that you have to be some Herculean god or goddess of incredible determination or wit or a courage of conviction or power, what have you. It just means that you have enough faith in yourself to trust yourself that you can stand and you will stand even when it's hard, instead of run away when it gets hard. And that is the potential then, using the spiritualist attitude, which is probably the most fluid of all the attitudes. It is the most etheric of all the attitudes. And you notice the hand gesture that we did, for those of you who can see us on camera, it means that it is the ones that open the higher chakras. So in a physical centered year, because notice now we're using the old term physical center as we are alongside the concept of moving center. And it's important to for us to remind you of that and hearken back to that synonym of an earlier generation of that concept. And of course, we talk about moving center as in the positive pole being productive, and by productive meaning generating energy output. So it doesn't mean necessarily physical things like, you know, building a new deck as Steve and Sarah are doing, or any number of construction projects. It means being productive in the sense that you are turning over energy in a way that actually enhances your well-being. Now, sometimes that well-being, in other words, because you have to effort, and moving center, physical center, actually favors efforting. It supports the warrior because the warrior's native center is physical centering, is moving centering. So it's a natural kind of congruence there. When you do that, you can build energy, but you will have to do it again by using some determined effort. And this is where the masculine energy is overwhelmingly so present and very much, if you will, polarized. Because at 100% masculine energy this year, reminding you of the poles, in the positive pole of the masculine energy center, you have focus, you have determination, you have single-mindedness, which is where we actually say that is a 50-50 kind of proposition, single-mindedness. But in the negative pole, you also have rigidity, exhaustibility, and violence. Now, without the compensation of the of an emotional center being favored this year, nor any kind of feminine energy this year, it doesn't mean those things have ceased to exist, just to be very clear. It just means that any of your own internal innate capacities for those things are being called upon for you to reach in and haul them up. Now, we realize that can be very difficult in the presence of masculine energy, especially when it's in the negative pole. And many of you will already hear hearkening when you've seen that when we've talked about violence being part of the negative pole of masculine energy, you'll undoubtedly be asking questions about examples of that in the talk. What masculine energy then, what a person can struggle with, is particularly for you high feminine energy persons. You may find that this is that your disorientation, which would be the negative pole of feminine energy, the diffusion, the uncertainty, the sense of dissociation, the wanting to be out of your body, that kind of energy can throw you into a traumatic sort of state. In that particular case, we would say to you, it is completely okay. We are both giving you permission and encouragement to literally just find one thing to focus your attention on. Just one thing that brings you a level of relief, potentially a level of pleasure, but hopefully a level of pleasure that has joy in it, rather than a level of pleasure that has the tendency for addictive numbing to it. Many of you, we think you know that threshold. And most importantly, we really warn you about a tendency for this, all of this year's overleaves to fall into the negative poles. And that's something we call dark joy. And dark joy has a historic term that some of you know. It's called Schadenfreude. And Schadenfreude means that you somehow take almost a sadistic pleasure in the pain being suffered by someone else. Now, we have to tell you, many of you who find yourselves having difficulty owning difficult or any kind of notion of self that might seem ugly or you'd classify as narcissistic or malevolent or even sadistic. For those of you who have not owned those sides of yourselves, now is your opportunity to bring those to the surface and at least stop denying them, because that is what the discrimination and power modes in their positive expressions, taking authority and discerning these things, are giving you option to do. And the warrior stands in the face of, if you will, their ugly side naked. And they don't deny that they want to kill their enemy. It does not mean that's the best strategy by any stretch, and we're certainly not condoning such an extreme. We are asking you to make yourself whole by coming to terms with those parts inside of yourself to whatever degree they're there and take ownership of them. You know, the last thing we wanted to, one of the things that we omitted earlier, but we will mention now, is we mentioned, you know, memes and so forth, or statements or aphorisms that you can think about this year. And one of the simplest ones that is a warrior sage combination is, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can never hurt you. And we want you to be really clear about that distinction, because if you can come to terms with words that you discern as ugly, as mean, as shameful, or shaming, and then you go into denial about them, you go into avoidance about them, then you are operating out of the negative poles of these overleaves. And you are liable to find yourself not being able to utilize the positive poles, and you will find yourself being chased around and manipulated by those things all this year and for a long time to come. In fact, the negative pole of power mode, which is oppression and opinionation, also has with it manipulation. And you see that all over the world right now, with the degree to which propaganda is being utilized everywhere. And of course, when you talk about wars of propaganda, you're talking about a sage caste warrior and using words as weapons, not just justifying actual weapons or destruction. And so for you in your relationships, you know, under intense pressure and fear, whether it has to do, again, as we mentioned earlier, about your livelihood or your sense of looking at the world as a whole, because as we said, this is an exalted year. And the exalted year, everyone is now aware that, you know, the world is looking at itself. And we told you the two enemies that are out there. It's humankind's and polarizations to each other and humanity against the rest of nature. Now, the good news is it's not all of humanity against all of nature. But it's really clear for you to note that many of you who would either consider yourself, you know, lovers of life, of nature, of the environment and what have you, you've got to come to terms using discrimination with really high levels of personal discipline, self-honesty, that a lot of your habits are contributing to the difficulties of the planet. And that, coming to terms with that, means then you start efforting to literally change some of those habits, moving center, physical center again, to see how you can have some impact. And when we're talking about that, we're talking about all the way from, you know, how many times you flush the toilet, to how many times you leave the lights on, to, you know, getting plastic at, you know, in the store, instead of finding other ways, to buying things on Amazon. Because even though it certainly makes, quote, dollars and cents sense for your budgets to buy at these cheaper places, it is also the same production tendencies that are actually destroying your own world. So these energies, you know, are going around, and they're really there. They're really in your face. In terms of where things will be happening in the next 3 months, we can tell you that it looks like for many of you, April is going to be the kind of experience where all you're going to need to do is just set your sights on some project to invest yourself in. It doesn't have to be a long one. It doesn't have to be a big one. For those of you in the first quarter who did any kind of really energy shift, like you moved location, you sold or bought a house that then caused you to move a location. You changed, as we said, jobs or the way you did your jobs. You folks are already in a good position to use this moving center energy still to build some momentum with that and actually go and have yourself, and here is something interesting, some potential enjoyment. The process might not feel like fun getting there, but your end results can be actually quite fulfilling for you. So April will bring that. In May, we see at least three major parallels, nexus points collapsing. And they all will be collapsing nexus points. April, the first one will actually be right around the end of April, right around the 28th, right around until May 2nd. That'll be, as we say, a convergent where parallel realities will be collapsing into this one. So for those of you who feel like you have a dedication to a plan, a self-care ritual discipline put in place, again, even if it's just reading your book, but more specifically, the more physically energized that you can get yourself, even if it's cleaning your house with music, that will be something that you incorporate that will give you the kind of momentum that'll move forward into May. Now, in the next one would be coming along on May 10th and 11th. That looks like it will be an expansionary one where there will be some options for splitting off. It actually looks like the entire world right now in the parallel is really deciding what you're going to do as far as getting behind, you know, militarizing further the Russian-Ukraine war, or becoming more militant and putting down and publicly decrying the Russian-Ukraine war. And that's a really clear, important distinction to make, because it means it's the difference between using a young soul warrior approach, young soul baby soul, which is actually to go to battle in a literal destructive way, using weaponry and entering into a fray, or doing it in a more mature soul way, which means actively engaging in making the aggressor pay much more with world opinion, with economic pressure, and so forth. And right now, what is not being fully talked about, because the propagandists on in every particular front are leading this notion as it tips back and forth between young soul and mature soul. Mature soul is looking for what's really going on and for garnering your courage. The young soul is saying, we want to keep the status quo. So even the sanctions that are out there in the world talking about, penalizing the Russian oligarchs and the Russian economy and so forth, they are not near as strong as they could be and effectively. Why? Because many in the West, their economies depend on not just the flow of energy, but also the exchange rates of currencies and so forth. And what you guys are seeing as a result is, that moving closer to really coming to roost for everyone. In terms of the third nexus point that will happen on May 29th, it looks like some of the energy that we talked about will begin to manifest in July, will start to activate. And if you recall, and we'll reprise you now, we said that in this year, warrior will be all year, power mode will be all year, masculine energy will be all year, 44 frequency will be all year, and emphasis on the Saturnian body type will be all year. What is fluid and what is changing mid-year is it will shift from spiritualist to idealist, and then the chief feature will go primarily, will flip from currently being martyrdom and stubbornness to stubbornness and martyrdom, as well as the goal of discrimination will move into acceptance. And in that late May, early June period, we expect to see many of you actually finding that you will have confronted and are starting to bring into much more peace, but not only peace, but actual thinking about how the way that you're going to start living your lives, anew, in a new way, how you affect your own self and how you affect the world. And in January's presentation, one of the things that we said that each of you need to be aware of is how you manage your debt. If you can live more simply and live more from cash, and even spending less, you will find yourself less taken by the current direction that the world is, that is to say the human world is taking you, which is further and further economic servitude and the division between economic classes. You can hold your own longer because you can begin to shape and really begin to understand what are your more basic and authentic needs, and then utilize your energy more effective to get them. It will also shift then from the moving center, the physical center, into the intellectual center. So when that happens, you'll find that many of you will go, wow, look at what happened in this first part of this year. Now, if these are things that you find that you can actually take a level of, for want of a better term, pride in, and then realize even if it took effort, even if it was hard, you accomplish them, then what you'll find is you will be much stronger and much more capable of actually going forward and dealing with other things. that are in front of you. Now, one more slide we want to show you, or two more, and of course, is discrimination. The goal of discrimination is about weighing things that are in your life, sorting them, but also discarding those things which you really don't need. And so you're really involved in that. And as we said in the beginning of the year, it's vibrational more than intellectual. Really sense your spirituality making those decisions. And this last one is where we want you to understand a little bit about the nature of power in its broadest sense, both the mode and in the concept. And then we'll end on this one. When we talk about your power on the physical plane, remember, folks, as a mode, it is under the expression axis. And everyone is challenged to how they are going to express their personal power on the physical plane. So, when we talk about a teaching of choice, we are talking about how you express your power or how you abdicate your power. And many of you remember that's a word we used a great deal in the first books from Quinn Yarborough. An abdication of power often means that you are allowing yourself to be caught up in the flows of someone else's authority around you, someone else's decision-making. Now, sometimes, of course, when you're talking about physical oppression, it doesn't mean that you necessarily can revolt, rebel, and so forth. But it does mean that you do not have to feel defeated. You do not have to give in to that sense of giving over your own right of sovereignty. But if you're looking around, you know, and understanding that these are arenas of power. What the top line says is that these are domains of power. We realize that many of you can't see it on your screen because of the way that the slide is centered. But of these six, you know, your level of influence, your willingness to influence is to add your voice to someone. That is being an authority in your own right. Now, some of you are actually recognized authorities at areas of expertise. Do you exercise them? Then another area of power is, what are your resources? You cannot be, and exert power on the world stage if you're barely making ends meet for yourself. But if you're utilizing your personal resources as best you can, for yourself, then you actually are exerting your power within that. Your strength, and by strength, we mean your strength of character. We mean exerting as much of your physical strength as you can. And then you notice at the bottom, those are three words, of course, that most people often, especially older souls, tend to have some resistance towards: order, force, and control. Folks, each and every one of you impose some kind of order or organization in your life, or you absolutely let some kind of order just happen around you, even if it's disorder. All of you are subject to or impose force in your world, even if it's just the force you bring by opening a stiff-lidded jar, you still do. And then control. All of you, you exert control by what you do and don't say. You exert control by holding your bladder. You exert control by how much food you put on your plate. So control is something that each and every one of you do to a degree. And notice that each and every one of these six domains are expressions of your power. Now, you also notice we have a plus sign and a negative sign. Of course, in the Michael teaching, we use the concepts of positive and negative poles. But we want you to understand these are positive and negative spectrums. That's why we colored the center part behind the word power. There is always a range from beneficial to contractionary and deleterious or detrimental ways that you can express things. Control freaks who want to exert, you know, and literally try and suppress others or manipulate others into doing things you want. Okay, that is a, quote, contractionary and or can be oppressive form of use of your power. Putting artificial order on things is like, you know, taking your favorite pet and shoving it in its kennel because you don't want to deal with it. And then, of course, force has that connotation of violent action. So when we bring you these notions, understand that is the milieu of what you're working with. And that is the milieu under those three phrases about drawing a line in the sand, you know, put up or shut up, and sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can't harm you unless you fail your own strength and you realize that any twang, any vibrational resonance that a hurtful word has, that it is within you. It doesn't mean you go numb. It doesn't mean you pretend. It simply means that you exert your own power within yourself and say, aha, yes, someone is trying to harm me. It does not feel good, but I can and do have the power to respond rather than react. So we thank you for listening to this. We're going to stop the sharing of the slides at this point, and we're going to come on back and bring you all into gallery view. We want to take this moment then to offer a 2-minute respite. We're going to stop the video and mute, and we will come back again in 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll be ready for questions. Thank you.